कविंद जो तो अलसा हम लोगों ने इंग्लिश जो रूम में गई था बाली दोस्तों आज जो में हम को यहाँ ना बिल्कुल भी कुछ इलिप इलिप सिक्की उसी यहाँ भी सबाक को इंग्लिश में ना का इलिप से इलिप में ना से आज ये इलिप में ना सिक्की इंग्लिश
Thank you. 그렇게 하고 그렇게 돼 있으니 남산물 나만 좀 아는 만나니 왔다 온지로 이들이 그리기 때문에 해서 dall'anni siamo stati con l'anno
e una città è la narrativa di tutti e vedete molto di
notte no un mago da ogni tua relazione perché un gruppo mi allora da mamma e la lascia ora e ne si mi va l'anno lascia mi per fare che tu un mago da ogni notte lascia mi per fare che aveva anni che lo fanno lì
anche il foto cani di lui
il foto cani che va di lui dai che mi devo non
fare
quello dalle cose da tu è da lì di lo va ma da io vuole fare mia vaga quello dice ma carne più che ci vuole sa va a vedere Avilan, atau si tuan mumi, ini kan bukan pida, kalau atau si tuan mumi mumi ada nak belok tu mah, di kaya perenam. Bukunya, kita lah nalar, kanuna, kita orang ini mana kita ni tu, kita orang ini kita pasca orang ini berubah, kita orang ini, asyik tak bukunya, kita orang ini ni cukup, kita lah mati perenam tu.
Amen. consciously installs one another. Fucking icon against another. How was the heating system? Done. We were right there where the coal man is. At Meat River. Where we live. We had lightning made stove. It used coal.
No. Amma pagi tu ringan usko. No isunya. Amma, waktu ni nak rescue, ingat untuk hantu. Ini nak rescue kampungnya, ini nak rescue. Waktu ni.
Masa tu, kita harus kasih ini.
Lo que me da para ir. Semak lah kalau orang lemnya tu, wani nak mat. Ila kisih ni tak ada kayu.
Smooth flower apples of each other, with entrance in the middle, the difference is the entrance, the long entrance. It is very hot inside. No breeze, no boat, no draft. It is very good. Is that half? Okay. I can hear you. Is there anyone who would like to relate anything that they know about this? We are trying to understand how our houses, why our houses are so drafty, and then see the difference in how they're cold. And it would make our work more easier if we understand. And also, since there's a sword chip on fire and we can't do anything about that, then we would like to know what things we aren't utilizing. As we look at the situation of the oil, okay, also consider the other things that are connected to the stars and the moon and the sun and the skies. We would like to know in what positions you place your houses in terms of weather conditions, as you know from your knowledge about the environment. We children stayed on the left side of the house, and the parents stayed on the right house. In the and the winter was the window was placed slanting so that the light could come in. And underneath it was a stove. This picture is slightly different from the house that we had, but it is but it's almost like this one. The window was placed slanting, so that both sides of the house would be well lit. So that the sun hit it not directly, but sideways. We did not have an entrance way when we first stayed in that area. Ada, we had just had a covering over the door of caribou skin. There was no wood involved. Just hung the piece of caribou skin over the doorway. It was not drafty. When we had our house there, our house was much smaller than this one here drawn. And when I became 13 years old, they made a new house, a much larger one. Repeat. The entranceway had was covered with caribou skin, and opposite the doorway was the stove inside. And on the towards the right side of the house, there was a place for my mother to keep her things for cooking and other. And behind the house, there was a little room. And all along the back area, there would be the floor would be covered with willows. Just right on top of the ground would be covered with willows, branches. Okay, the floor, there's a layer of willows on the floor. Hey, she said, as a young child, it hurt quite a bit, sleeping on the willows. And then my mother said, I am Laura. I'm calling my grandmother my grandmother. My mother was a hard worker. Repeat of what was said previously. On the right side, they stayed on the right side. And beyond the hill, they also had a storage area. There were no other houses when the father was staying in Tikaluk, Mid River. While we were there, the Kutnalok family came in. And they had their house frames were made out of willows. They were very warm as well. And we did not have a white man made stove. And he constructed a stove out of some kind of metal and also made an oven for it and put holes on the bottom of it so that they could use coal. I don't know of anyone who has used this type of stove before, but there are people in Point Holes, Mid River, and that's because the Kuno of the type of stove that I'm talking about, with holes on the bottom of it. It's made of metal. I can't recall exactly. Maybe at that time there were oil drums around. But during the night, it's very warm, it's not cold, and we did not have any type of lamp comforters, but it was not cold. Because we put sod around the house very nicely. When we first settled there, there was no fabric, no cloth. And then when we recamped there, we brought along blankets. And finally, after we bought some fabric, then they finally put fabric against the sod to prevent it from falling. I cannot be ashamed of this house, but it used to, some pieces used to fall off from the ceiling. And to prevent that, they bought a covering for it and placed it over. It also had a stove, like the first house.
really living like shrews when we were living there. I can just imagine him, my father, in that area. And he used to turn his crocs inside out after he caught them, and my father would say, in the middle. Oh. Can you hear me? People from Wainwright used to go up to Middleburg quite often. And while we were spending the winter there, Tommy Brower and his family. But in Barrow, while we were living in Barrow, we have experienced much cold, but we try not to, we endure the cold quite a bit living in Barrow, but it's not like it's nowadays where we try to keep the heat up to prevent any sense of cold in the house. Some of you have seen the house that I grew up in. It was drafty, it was cold, but we used parkas inside the house and did not try to keep the house up very hot. Sometimes we'd get milk and they'd freeze overnight. And during the night it'd be cold, there'd be no heat, and you'd have to melt the water to wash your face and hands before you go off to school. And that's the way we grew up. The food would freeze overnight, and that is the way that we have lived. And my name is Irene Duck, and this is what I have to contribute. Where's anyone else? Samuel. I am Samuel. I am going to say, they have talked about a much older house, but we are living by the river. We had houses called Akilirik, and there were many of us. And Darok Irene is correct when she says that in a house of this type, and being numerous, like an extended family, and the children would be on one side and the parents on the other. Or else, within extended families, each family would occupy each side. When our parents would want to start building houses, they would take willows, because the willows up there towards Canada are tall. And before it freezes up, they would put the willows into the ground, and then also put covering over it. I can't hear it because there's conversation back here. They would also gather long willows when they start planning the construction of a house, and then put them into the ground and slash them together with a rock. And that is the way my parents had built a house. They would lash it together after curving the willows. Yes, like that, in that fashion. And also they would lash those pieces of willows together. And lash them to the mouth. And when they finished constructing those, they would start from the other side and put further support, lashing them down. When they are finished with it, then they would have to get then they would get other tall willows to suspend the house to make it stand stiff. Then they would put those other willows along the side of the house. And these willow pieces are not very long nor very thick. Around the edge of the house, that they would place these pieces of willow, the ones that aren't too long nor very wide. Yes, placing the near the extremity of the house, outside, but close to the outside. Then when they start placing the sand, these pieces would serve as support against the frame as they pile the against the willow frame. And the top, they put sand on it. Then they would also. Yes, they also put that on top of, but in a different fashion. And also when they reach the top construction, then they begin to cut willows and then place them then they would place them horizontally against the frames, not vertically like the bottom ones. Yes, they would be placed side by side. Or perpendicular, you might say, to the frame of the inside frame. On top of the inside frame. And after they placed all of those pieces of willow, then beginning from the top, they would place the sod from the top. They began the sodding of the house from the top, for the top portion. Then they would place the sod, replace roofing, like one piece on top of the other. Not directly next to each other. And that is the way they worked on our houses in the area towards Canada. Using, when we first, they'd use willows for construction of the house. Like Irene said, our house also had an entranceway, a tulo. The entrance way had a tulo, which is a tunnel type of entrance. And then they'd put caribou. If they don't have caribou, then they'd use ahlakam, a brown bear skin. I can't hear everything. Yeah. I'm missing the questions and also from me turn away from the mic. They place the window towards the sun. It's called the igalik. Place generally towards the sun. But they would place the house with, you might say, the back towards the wind direction. From the east wind, and they would place it sideways and not facing directly towards the north wind or the east wind. We did not have wooden floors because it was not smooth. Then they would place a flooring, but make it something like a weaving pattern completely upon the floor area. Our only type of bedding were the caribou skins. Caribou skins were our bedding. As I became conscious of my living and thinking, I did not catch what he was, the type of brand he was talking about at stove. We also used coal, and we could see it all around the land spread. We used coal, and manaktak is a metal type of a stove. We put holes too for the ashes to fall through. Not completely, not placed on the floor, but elevated. When we went to use wood and coal, the stove was good for both. But our house, this type of house, was not drafty. And it did not become cold when the fire went out. It's not drafty at all. It's not drafty through the entranceway. And no draft. But it does not. It did not become cold at night when the fire burned out. This is what I would like to relate. The types of housing that my parents used to make when we lived towards Canada. Kahuna means towards Canada. You know me as Ayuk, David Panik. What my nephew has not related to me, I've said most of it, but some of have also lived in a house like this. The entranceway is usually about 4 feet, and the entranceway is not straight up, but vertical. It is slightly slanted. And also the tunnel is bent like he's drawing, so that there's no direct flow of the wind from the outside to the inside. And the entrance tunnel was not too long, probably 4 feet, and it also had cover. It is not straight up and down. Why did you place the covering not in a straight, not in a vertical fashion, but in a diagonal? As the person comes out of the tunnel, as he goes out, then he will not have to fix the tunnel, to place it securely, but the flap would fall into place by itself because of its diagonal position.